This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
It is a talk radio rumble, unlike I've ever seen. I don't know. Can you think of any other talk radio hosts suing one another in the recent last 20 years or so?
None come to mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody out there knows of another talk show host suing somebody, but Art Bell, formerly of Coast to Coast AM and formerly of a couple of short-lived...
The only other lawsuit, and this is what came up when I just did a quick search for talk radio lawsuit. The Talk Radio,
Talk Radio Network has been sued
by almost all of their hosts.
Yeah, that's true. Talk Radio Network is a very sue-happy business. They are currently involved in a couple of different lawsuits that they have started, and as you've said, some of their hosts have sued them. But as far as, like, host versus host, this is the first one I can think of. Oh, no, wait a minute. Schnitt. Todd Schnitt and Bubba the Love Sponge. They have had a lawsuit between the two of them. But certainly neither of those two are on the same level as Art Bell and Michael Savage. So Art Bell suing Michael Savage because of some comments that Savage made. Daryl, do you have those handy for listeners just tuning in?
I do. The quote, "You say UFOs, you wind up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker, and you're off the radio after a number of years. You can't do UFOs." That's an end joke, by the way, for people who understand the business.
That was what Michael Savage said on his show in September of this year, allegedly about Art Bell.
Right, and again, I don't have, you know, his actual voice inflection of how he said it, so I'm just assuming that he sort of paused there and was like, "And that's a joke."
Now that you mention that, I wonder if anyone has clipped out that audio and put it up on YouTube or something like that. We'll see if we can figure that out. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here, because this brings up some issues. It's not just, you know, oh, look, they're fighting. This brings up the issue of freedom of speech. And do you have, or should you have, the freedom to speak falsehoods about another human being? I think you should have that freedom, even though it can hurt, right? Like, freedom of speech means somebody's feelings are going to get hurt at some point, likely.
Right, but just because you should have a legal right to do something does not mean that it's the appropriate thing to do.
Oh, I totally agree.
And usually, that's something that, you know, a lot of people, they can't wrap their head around that. They think, oh, somebody says this should be legal, so they're encouraging people to do X. And
right.
That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that. I'm not saying you should behave poorly, but in order to protect freedom of speech, bad behavior, bad speech has to be allowed. And so I personally am against libel and slander as, you know, laws. I think that people just need to respond to speech they don't like with more speech. If somebody says something that's false about you and you feel like it needs to be set straight, then set it straight. But to spend time suing people over it just brings more attention to the matter. It also means that you have less time to do whatever it is that you love to do. I've had people libel me before in a number of different ways, even, you know, right here in Keene, New Hampshire, posting up libelous flyers about me all over town. And Mark, our co-host, one of our co-hosts here, suggested that I sue those folks. And I told him, look, I don't care. Look, people can say bad things about me. It's fine. I'm not going to spend my time, of which I have very little,
right,
on trying to chase after trolls.
Right. And also you have to...
And Savage is a giant troll.
Can't argue with that.
Go ahead.
But from a legal standpoint, and somebody had mentioned the Jesse Ventura, Chris Kyle lawsuit from a couple of years ago, and one of the key issues that was brought up in the appeal there was whether or not Kyle acted with actual malice. And this will also be I'm guessing a key issue in the Savage Bell case is whether or not there was actual malice, which is a demanding legal standard laid down by the U.S. Supreme Court in the ruling Times v. Sullivan in 1964. It means that a plaintiff who is a public figure, like you, I, Art Bell, all public figures, whether or not the plaintiff must prove that a defendant knew the statement in question was false or made it with reckless disregard for whether it was false.
I would say you could probably prove that in this case with Savage. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Riley on the line in Utah via Skype. Go ahead, Riley.
Hey, guys. Before I talk about the whole Art Bell issue, I just wanted to briefly mention the Free Talk Live Daily Digest for listeners just tuning into the show or new listeners. The Free Talk Live Daily Digest is 20 to 30 minutes of audio taken from each and every show that airs, and it's put into digestible content so you can just pull it up on the regular podcast feed and listen to it instead of the entire show if that's what you want to do.
Yep, and you are the creator of that. You basically put volunteer time into it. You ask for contributions. Your donation links are available in the show descriptions on SoundCloud for those episodes, and they've been getting hundreds of downloads every single night, so I know there's people out there who appreciate it, because we do a three-hour-long talk radio show. When you cut all the commercials and the news breaks out, it comes down to two solid hours of talk content. And you boil it down to what you consider to be the most important 20 or 30 minutes. So I know people definitely are appreciating it because they're listening to it. So thanks for that effort, Riley. Folks who want to check that out can subscribe to our full podcast, or you can subscribe just to the Digest. There's now a Digest-only feed. If you want to access all of those things, just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. All right, so your thoughts on Art Bell suing Michael Savage.
Well, I grew up listening to Art Bell, so I do have a soft spot for him somewhere. But at the same time, I have to agree with you that he really doesn't have much of a case here. I mean, Michael Savage, I've also listened to Michael Savage, too, and I liked him for a while, and then I kind of drifted away from him because I got bored of conservative talk radio and wanted something more liberty-oriented than I found you guys. But I don't know. I really think Art Bell doesn't have a case because Michael Savage, like you guys said earlier, is just a big troll, and he's just spouting off his mouth, and that's just how he does his business. That's just the type of person he is.
But just because he is, you know, basically a human troll does not mean that he was not acting with actual malice.
Right, that won't excuse him if he was saying something that he knew was false. And there's a good chance that he knew that Art Bell's wife was not 10 years old.
Right.
Although, as you pointed out, Daryl, he may not have been talking about his wife. He may just have been suggesting that Art Bell had sex with a 10-year-old prostitute.
Right.
In which case, he wouldn't necessarily have known that was false. Maybe he was speculating or imagining.
I still think that the best defense that Savage is going to have is the fact that in the quote, according to the complaint, he says that's a joke. So he says the words, that's a joke. That's the best defense he's going to have.
The story, and I've got a bit of detail here from DMLP.org. This is Digital Media Law Project. They're talking about the definition of actual malice. So as you pointed out, knowing that it's false or acting with reckless disregard for the statement's truth or falsity. It should be noted that the actual malice standard focuses on the defendant's actual state of mind at the time of publication. Unlike the negligence standard discussed in the section later on, the actual malice standard is not measured by what a reasonable person would have published or investigated prior to publication. Instead, the plaintiff, which is Art Bell in this case, must produce clear and convincing evidence that the defendant actually knew the information was false or entertained serious doubts as to the truth of his publication. In making this determination, a court will look for evidence of the defendant's state of mind at the time of publication and will likely examine the steps he took in researching, editing, and fact-checking his work. It is generally not sufficient, however, for a plaintiff to merely show that the defendant didn't like her, failed to contact her for comment, knew that she had denied the information, relied on a single biased source, or failed to correct the statement after publication. Not surprisingly, this is a very difficult standard for a plaintiff to establish. Indeed, only a handful of cases over the last decade or decades have plaintiffs been able to be successful in establishing the requisite actual malice to prove defamation. Riley, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts here tonight. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's going to be interesting to see how this case pans out. Art Bell, the longtime talk show host behind Coast to Coast AM, suing another longtime big-name talk show host, Michael Savage. Both of them are going to be going to court, and we'll see, unless the judge kicks it out.
Another.
Right, unless the judge kicks the case out for, you know, lack of standing, for instance.
Or also possibly false information in the claim.
False information in Art Bell's filing?
Yeah, where he says that the statement was made on the September 25th episode. September 25th of this year. That was a Sunday.
I'm pretty sure you're right about that. Savage doesn't do a Sunday show.
I figured that out when I went to Michael Savage, the Savage Nation podcast channel on YouTube, where there are full show archives, and I tried to find the September 25th episode, and I was like, wait a second, it goes from the 23rd to the 26th, then there are two episodes on the 26th. Something doesn't seem right, and then I pulled up a calendar.
Well, let me tell you what does seem right, and that is the food that we've eaten from Omaha Steaks.
Wow, that stuff's amazing.
I've really been enjoying, and I haven't gotten through it all yet. I've had the meatballs, I've had the burgers, and I've had the steaks so
far. Which steak? Because they sent a couple different kinds of steak.
Both of them. The filet and the, I believe it was the sirloin as well.
Yeah, I had one of the top sirloins. I marinated it.
I think you ate the filet, actually.
No.
No? Okay.
Had a top sirloin.
All right.
Marinated it in some beer.
Ooh.
And then cooked it. It was amazing.
Yeah, and so what we did was we got the family gift pack from omahasteaks.com. Use code FTL in the search bar. So you search for FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll see us. We'll pop down there. You select that. And you'll get 77% off of this amazing gift package from Omaha Steaks. You'll get it for $49.99, which, you know, when I saw this load of food that they gave us, I thought, this is going to be this is going to be $100. It's not. You get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, which were delicious, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, so you can get some desserts in there, and one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. All of it for $49.99. It's a perfect gift for the holiday season or any time. But for right now, you get it at 77% off. Again, that brings it the cost down to $49.99 by using code FTL in the search bar at omahasteaks.com. They've got unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. I mean, that's just the start. These guys have all kinds of food. Seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. Of course, the most flavorful, tender aged beef. They actually age it for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. They've got over 500 gourmet gift ideas over at omahasteaks.com. And right now, they're giving an exclusive savings to Free Talk Live listeners. So go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL in the search bar, add the family gift back to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com, use code FTL in the search bar. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a talk radio battle that is brewing between Art Bell and Michael Savage. I say Art Bell should have kept his mouth shut about this, should have just let the, you know, the comment go and let it, you know, roll off his back. No big deal.
Unless maybe he's using some kind of weird reverse psychology sort of thing of, if I file this lawsuit, maybe he's well aware of the Streisand effect and he knows that it will bring him more attention.
This is definitely bringing Art Bell more attention.
And maybe I don't know, I'm speculating here, but maybe he's got a book that's getting ready to come out, and as long as people are talking about Art Bell, and Art Bell, this guy that I heard about, the radio, yeah, he talked about the UFOs, and he just wrote a book.
Maybe he's writing a book about how to get over your wife's death after 15 years of marriage within a month's time and marry a new girl who was 20-something years younger than his wife. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. By the way, our number 855-450-FREE. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Or maybe he's simply being proactive in light of such serious allegations of a criminal nature. And I would have to agree with what you folks have been talking about relative to the civil case. I think he would have to show damages in order to collect a monetary award in civil court. However, I would also have to agree with what one of your previous callers stated about the heinous nature of child molestation. And in fact, the United States exercises extraterritorial jurisdiction over anyone going outside of the United States to engage in such conduct. So he could be charged not only in the Philippines, but also by the United States federal government.
That's if there was a shred of evidence that he'd actually done what Michael Savage suggested, and that would, Michael Savage was joking that he had left the country to have some sort of a sexual encounter with a 10-year-old prostitute.
Well, he also...
For conviction, I'm talking about the investigation alone would be taxing on anyone. And I think for him to take a proactive stance, It is something that is wise on his part.
I don't think anyone's going to open an investigation because some blabbermouth talk show host, Michael Savage, made an allegation on his radio show.
And by the way, defamation in the Philippines is not a civil offense. It's a criminal offense. So Michael Savage may not want to go to the Philippines. He may be facing a criminal warrant there. I understand he's banned from the United Kingdom. He might want to stay away from the Philippines as well. And one last thing, Ian.
It doesn't seem like he wants to leave his back patio, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, one last thing. There's something called false light law, which looks at the totality of what a person implicates or implies, and it doesn't require that a person, a complainant, prove that a direct false statement was made. So if a false light allegation was included with his complaint, he could take the situation with Savage and say, listen, although it did not directly accuse me, the mere implication and speculation was embarrassing enough and got back to me and enough people that it caused me embarrassment and harm. He could collect on that. So I'll leave it with that.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight here. Yeah, I'm not a legal expert here at all. I'm not very familiar with libel cases, but according to what we're reading here, it is relatively difficult when you're talking about saying someone who is a public personality was being libeled.
Right. So that's
the standards are much higher.
The malice.
Actual malice.
Actual malice comes in, and part of – I've actually got the complaint pulled up in front of me. Part of the complaint here is that Savage demonstrated a reckless and utter disregard for truth when he said that Bell was off the radio because he spoke about UFOs, and that's why he married the 22-year-old from the Philippines.
Toll-free number tonight allows you to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As much as I would enjoy seeing Michael Savage lose a lawsuit, I think, I don't think he did anything particularly illegal in this particular matter. Whether it was wrong what he did is another question. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about freedom of speech. And should there be limits on freedom of speech? I would say that no, there should not be, beyond whatever limits the market would provide. So I don't think the FCC should exist. I think that radio stations should limit their content based on what the market is demanding. Are they able to get advertisers and still have explicit content? Okay, then have your explicit content. But if, saying the F word is going to turn off some advertisers, most stations aren't going to be willing to do that. So I think that the marketplace would do a fine job on its own of regulating its content. Of course, one of the big complaints is, well, what about the children? What if there is that station that, doesn't care about its losing advertisers, or it's, directly supported by its listeners or something like that, and they want to hear that offensive content, the Howard Stern or Opie Anthony's of the world?
Right. There's, entire XM Sirius satellite channels of just offensive content, right?
That's correct. And so that's where the market would come up with ways to block that content in the same way that parents can have – like an internet blocking tool for their computers to prevent their children from seeing or hearing things that they don't want them to hear.
There's similar stuff on television where you can set your TV. Don't show anything that's TV 14 or above.
Yeah, there would be similar tools available for radio broadcasts as well.
I'm surprised there hasn't already been a radio created that allows you to, you know, screen out.
Maybe there has. I don't know. But maybe the reason why it hasn't.
Are there settings on, like, the XM satellite radio?
I would bet that there is. I've never owned an XM satellite radio, so I don't know for sure. I would bet that there is such a thing like that. But if there isn't something like that with broadcast radio, it's probably because the market says, well, we don't need this because the FCC is going to basically mean that, you know, most of the broadcasts are going to be pretty clean. But there is actually an example of something like that that exists when it comes to different type of satellite radio. That is KU-band satellite radio, what's called free-to-air satellite radio, where LRN.FM, which is one of the networks that we're on, is up on this free-to-air satellite. And there's a lot of religious channels up there, Christian or Muslim channels that are very, very religious-based. And there are some shows on LRN.FM, because it's an internet-based network, that are explicit.
Yes.
And so that channel is right up in the same sort of neighborhood with these other channels. And there are receivers that, I forget the brand name of it, but there's some sort of Christian group that actually manufactures its own, or brands in some way, its own satellite receivers and ships those out, and those are locked to the channels that they approve of. So you wouldn't be able to get LRN on those receivers. So, yes, the market would provide those things. So I say, let's have total free speech. If somebody tells a lie about you and you feel like it needs to be corrected, then put out the correction and then just let it sit out there. More people are hearing Art Bell, the statement that Michael Savage made about Art Bell, which we may actually have found the audio of here.
Yes.
We'll play it here in a moment. But more people are hearing about this now than previously because Art Bell filed this lawsuit. It's drawing a tremendous amount of attention to this.
So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
And, you know, a civil tort is not the same thing as a legal issue. So if we had a free market society and someone made false statements about someone else, would you be okay with them seeking arbitration? I want to, the next door neighbor has been spreading lies about me and preventing me from finding work. I want to take him to arbitration. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be okay. I don't know what what would come out of something like that. I don't know what would the interest be of the person to go to the arbitration. I mean, why would they want to even respond to that? I mean, if they're not actually going to have any kind of liability for what they said.
No. They wouldn't have a legal. So they would not be facing jail time. There would not be a government involved in this.
Yeah.
So my question is, if there were no, government involvement, would you be okay if Art Bell found a private mediator and tried to take Michael Savage to the private mediator, would you be as upset about this?
I think that would make more sense, because then what would happen is if Savage said, what would happen is if Savage said, well, I'm not coming to the table to arbitration, then the arbitrator would just likely rule in Art Bell's favor and say, well, it's clear that Savage, is not able to defend his statement, and so therefore ruling in favor of Art Bell, Savage's statement is hereby deemed to be false. So basically, kind of that would be like a truth finder or a fact finder kind of arbitration. Let's go to Alyssa. She's in Alpena, Michigan, listening to WZTK FM. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hey there.
Okay. So I'm on the air right now.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Basically, my problem is that I got arrested. I'm 17 years old, and I got arrested on October 16th, it was my best friend's birthday, and I got arrested for a home invasion. And I got framed for stealing about $600 worth of stuff that I would never steal from the people that I got accused of stealing them from. And a lot of people turned their back on me that I would never expect to turn their back on me.
Mm.
And, now I'm going into adulthood, and basically freedom of speech. That's why I called.
All right, well, I got some questions for you here. So did you actually commit a home invasion?
No. The girl that was there let me in, but the owner of the house, the apartment, didn't. And he actually showed up into court to testify and or, like, represent me to show them that I didn't break into the house. And
so yeah. You went to someone's house. There was someone there that you knew who allowed you into the home, but the parents of that person did not want you in that home?
Well, the person that was in the home actually, he was messed up on some drug. And I
did
knew
that
it.
Person have the authority to let other people into the home, or had they broken into the home first?
Wait, was it the person who let you in that was messed up on drugs, or the person who...
Both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
And so then the person who is suing or whatever is said that you stole stuff while you were in there?
No, I got framed. They were accusing me of stealing all this stuff, and my brother, pretty much the guy whose apartment, my boyfriend actually, well, he wasn't my boyfriend at the time, but he got locked up and sent to jail. He got picked up for warrants that he didn't even... he was covering for somebody that he shouldn't have been, and he got picked up, and that, like, made me go crazy because I knew that.
I am lost on this story here. There's got to be something I'm missing. Okay, so you went over to somebody's house where there were two people who were messed up on drugs. What were the ages of the people? Who was the person that let you in?
24, and the lady that let me in was 26.
Okay, lady let you in was 26. The person who was 24 said that you, or they both later said that they were going to frame you, or that they framed you for stealing stuff, or only one of the two?
The lady did, and she made the brother, the boy, believe that I stole that stuff from him, even though I'm pretty much like a sister and I would never, ever steal from him. But he was messed up on drugs, so he figured that he had $300 missing from him and all this stuff stolen from the house, that it was me, because that's what, because he likes the girl.
So there's a chance that the girl stole the stuff from him and set you up for it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I don't know how to tell my... Because when I was in jail, I didn't get to talk to an attorney until... I was in a holding cell for 3 days before I even got to talk to anyone.
So they came and arrested you on the say-so of this couple, this drug-addled couple?
Well, he basically told me that I was going to jail because I was going crazy, and I said, okay, I'll take the rest for it because I was. I hadn't slept in days because my boyfriend, he was...
So you were crazy because of lack of sleep, and you admitted to having taken stuff from the house?
I admitted to going somewhere where I shouldn't have been when I didn't get the permission that I was supposed to have. I didn't get the permission from him to get into his apartment, so...
All right, hang on. 855-450-FREE. I don't know if we can figure this out. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And Alyssa held on for the entire break and then hung up the phone right as the music started to play.
I was wondering why you threw your hands up in the air.
Yep. I'm like, oh, come on. You know, it was against my better judgment to hold on to that call, but I really wanted to figure out what the hell was going on in the story.
We actually created kind of a flowchart here to see if we could figure it out.
She's calling back in. All right, so that's good. We're going to bring Alyssa back on the air here with us. And also want to let you know about the Jax wallet. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. If you've got Bitcoin, or if you don't yet have Bitcoin, but you want to get some Bitcoin, then check out Jax. Go to JAXX.io. Also, you can get it from your favorite Google or Apple App Store. It can hold multiple cryptocurrencies, and you can shift between them. Meaning, if you have Bitcoin, but you want to change that Bitcoin into one of the other currencies that it holds, like Ether, for instance, you can easily do that via the Shapeshift integration right there in the app. It's a great app. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener, one of the founders of Ethereum as well. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's cross-platform, so you can use it on your desktop machine with Windows, Linux, as well as Mac, in addition to your smartphone. Very, very handy, and it's free, so go check it out, JAXX.io. We got Alyssa back with us here. Now, Alyssa, you were telling us what was kind of a disjointed, confusing story, so we're going to try to nail this down, figure out what happened to you, and then maybe we can comment once we actually understand what's going on. Because I don't, I hate it when talk show hosts patronize people and pretend like they know what they're talking about. I had no idea what you were saying, so that's why I had so many different questions.
So let's recount our understanding of this as written down on your flowchart there.
Alyssa, you're with us, correct? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, Alyssa, she's 17. She's in Michigan, in Alpena, Michigan, listening on WZTK. Daryl, do you want me to recap here since
I've
got the notes
in
front of me?
You've got the notes in front of
me. Okay, so you went over to somebody's house. There were two people inside, 24-year-old male, 26-year-old female. You knew the female. She was the one who let you in. The male apparently did not want you there. Ultimately, the 26-year-old female later framed you, you say, for stealing hundreds of dollars worth of things from the home, presumably from the 24-year-old male. You ended up getting arrested somehow for this. You had claimed that you had a lack of sleep, and that's kind of where we left the story. Is that kind of what happened, or did we miss something?
No, that's... Yeah, lack of sleep.
Whose house was it? Was it the 24-year-old male, or were they in someone else's house?
It was the 24-year-old male's apartment, and it was my boyfriend at the time, who wasn't really my boyfriend, but kind of. It was his brother, and him and I are very, very close. And I'm not allowed to have contact with him at this point because of all the court things that are going on.
Uh-huh. You're not allowed to have contact, to be clear, you're not allowed to have contact with your boyfriend's brother, who is the 24-year-old in this case?
Yes.
Okay, so you went over to your boyfriend's brother's house. Why? What was your reason for going over there in the first place?
He wasn't my boyfriend, but he was in jail at the time, and...
The guy you were hooking up with, his brother, what caused you to go over to the brother's house?
That's where I was staying. I had been pretty much living on the streets pretty much the whole entire summer. I lost two jobs. Yeah.
So you were staying at this apartment. So you were going home, but this individual did not want you staying there anymore?
He was on drugs, and he was manipulated basically by this female that I stole. And
she let you in with the intention of, you know, oh, she was here, I let her in, she stole stuff. So you said she framed you for stealing things from the home when she might have been the one who stole things.
Freedom of speech. My point is that 2 weeks later I got sent to I admitted myself into a mental hospital and I stayed there for 14 days. And that's when Donald Trump was elected president. And that's my reasoning why the day that I went into the mental hospital, I rollerbladed my entire city. I grew up out in Austin, Michigan. That's my hometown. I moved in the city about a year ago. I rollerbladed my entire city handing out purified water because I thought I was going crazy at the fact that this generation is... Question?
You may be crazy. I mean, there is the possibility that you were correctly self-assessing in that case. Do you feel like you are less crazy now that you've spent some time in the crazy house?
No, actually, because they injected me with medications that I didn't want to take, prescriptions.
But that's generally what happens when one goes into a psych unit, is they get injected with medications that they don't want to take. I know that not because I've ever been in as a patient, but I used to work hospital security at a hospital that had a psych unit, and we would get called all the time
to hold them down.
This person's not taking their medication. We need you to hold them down while we give them a shot.
I was cooperative.
You said that you checked yourself in to this facility.
Yes, and I kept telling them. Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing is that...
How can a 17-year-old, now I think you should be able to make decisions for yourself at your age personally, but legally, I don't know if you legally can check yourself into a psychiatric ward.
Exactly.
Certain circumstances in which a 17-year-old
really?
Could.
Okay.
New Hampshire is not one of those states where that's allowed because in
my
New Hampshire,
mother,
one cannot emancipate themselves.
Right.
My mother, sorry.
Go ahead. Your mother what?
She is an abusive. I live in a city with my aunt. And I got removed from my house about a year ago.
What does all this have to do with freedom of speech? Because that was what you mentioned.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay.
I despise him, but I also... He reminds me of a lot of the boys that I grew up with. Not necessarily grew up with, but a lot of the boys in the city.
Their eyes and they say all kinds of weird random things.
Or they like to grab her by the you know what.
Exactly. Exactly what you said. The goofy thing that you just said, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So, Alyssa, are you still facing these charges for the theft? What happened with those?
No, I think they're all getting, I don't know. I have to go get an evaluation done. That's what they ordered. But I think they're all getting dropped. And everything's going to work out. I just still am running on 2 hours of sleep in the past 2 days. So
yeah, bad idea.
Why are you not sleeping?
Because my mind is racing, and I'm taking these medications, and they're not helping me. And I keep trying to tell my family that, but they won't listen to me. Honestly, I love smoking pot, marijuana, medical, not medical, but that's my drug of use.
It's definitely medical.
Yes, to sleep. It helps me sleep, or whatever it does for me. And I keep trying to tell my family that, but they won't listen to me because they think that they know me better than I know myself, which is really hard to deal with sometimes.
Well, the good news is you're almost 18, so whatever it is your family thinks about you probably won't matter within a matter of months. I wish you the best. I hope that you can get some sleep. I don't know if there's much else that we can offer as far as advice
melatonin
is concerned. Don't go over to druggies' houses, you know, they can be unpredictable. Don't put yourself in situations like that in the future if you can avoid it. If you went over there to get weed or something like that, find a more respectable dealer.
He wasn't on drugs. He's been fighting for the custody of his kid for 2 years, and she was doing drugs.
You said
with
he
him
was on drugs.
No, she said he was messed up.
That night. He's recovered. He's recovered.
Okay.
And my boyfriend is actually addicted to prescription pills, which is why it hurts me so much.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's also the kind of person who could turn on you, who could steal. Typically, the addictions to opiates are very, very, and I'm presuming you meant opiates when you said prescription pills, like oxycodone.
Yes.
Very, very profound addictions. People will steal from people that they care about. They'll set up the people they care about. If you need to acquire drugs and that's putting you into risky situations, I recommend going online and learning about the various different underground marketplaces.
That's definitely a safer alternative.
Where you don't have to go into sketchy places or weird, uncomfortable situations, and you'll usually get a better deal. Hey, thanks, Alyssa, for your call tonight. I do wish you the best, and get some sleep if you can, because that will really mess you up.
Yes, we've witnessed that firsthand.
I've been through it firsthand. Not only have I witnessed it with seeing what it's like, but I've actually been in that situation of having little to no sleep. In my case, it was no sleep whatsoever for multiple days. And the more days you go, the more insane you go. Basically how it works. It's like your dreams are happening in reality.
Yeah,
and it's crazy. I mean, it's just.
I had an incident happen like that one time to where I woke up in the middle of my REM cycle and I was messed up all day.
The toll-free number 855-450-FREE, whether it's freedom of speech, Donald Trump, or whatever it is you want to talk about, some crazy story, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up, so join us. Plus, we got the Michael Savage audio. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.